to chaza. I've had it. We're just going over here. Just a few minutes over here. A little bit. Okay. Zeh klal daf chavtesim bei zeh klal zeh klunish chavtesim bei. I want to try to go fast. Let's try. We'll go quick. Zeh klal will break the Guinness Book of World Records for the fast daf yomi. Zeh klal chayiv b'migdash. What was the saying in the Mishnah? This is the klal in the Beis Hamikdash. What was the klal in the Beis Hamikdash? That anyone that went to the Beis Hakisei, anyone that was matel Bisholiman, he's saying something. Bisholiman, maybe better put on mute. Maybe you can ask the Holy Rabbi Bisholiman to put on mute. Zeh klal says in the Beis Hamikdash, anyone that goes to the Beis Hakisei, goes to ketanim, nish gedolim, ketanim. The halachas, you have to wash your hands. It says in the Mishnah, anyone that's matel has to be mekadish, not just in washings. You have to put your hands
on the
lady or just
the
kohen.
You're
the ragla.
Anyone
that goes to kohen, anyone that's avoiding the base initial kohen is avoided. He has to be mekadish yodav veragla from the kior. From the kiyor, you have to put your hands on your feet.
Otherwise, this the tumah remains with him.
Why
did you say a
kohen
only? What about Yisrael also?
Yisrael, maybe you're right. The Yisrael do avoida. I don't know. You're right. I don't know. What's
what do you mean? Shchita k'sher bizarre, and there are other things that are k'sher bizarre.
Okay, so then in Chanan, also the shail is when there's a klal. This is a lamna shadin. When you say shchita k'sher bizarre, it does not make it into an avoida. If a kohen does the shchita, the shchita becomes an avoida.
It says haya b'migdash. The question is, you're in the base of migdash.
Okay, fine. I don't know the parameters. I have no. I'm willing to bet you that you look in the rishonim, you can find a big machlokes as to who, what. If a yisrael does shchita, does he have to be mekadesh?
If the yisrael washes his hands, does he do it in the kiyar?
L'chora not.
L'chora. He goes to the bathroom.
I don't. I l'chora nothing. If he goes to the base, like he say, what does he have to do? Nothing.
He has to wash his hands.
Like we do. So we our washing is only midrabanan. When we wash our hands in the base like he said, that's a chatanas chazal, I guess it is, because you touch your body. Let's say a person goes to the base like he said, does not touch his body. I don't think you have to wash your hands. The haraya, people who are achmalotzer are not well, will they recover when they have a catheter?
Here's the rules, Zeklal. He has to. If he
no,
goes
this
to
is the mikdash, this is kiddush. This is kiddush from the kiyar. The water is holy water. Maybe mil behegdash. I don't know the answer. I can't make believe I don't know. The water is holy water.
It says Mishum Nitzaitzis. It says it here.
That's because the feet. That's the feet, Nitzaitzis.
Okay,
But you're using holy water. Maybe only Kohanim have a din that they're able to be used the whole, because the Pasuk says. The Pasuk, V'rochatz Yod V'raglav, it says by the Kohanim. It doesn't say it by the Israel. Maybe by Israel.
Where does it say that the water is holy?
It's in the Kiyar. The Kiyar is a Klisharis.
Maybe the Kiyar is holy. Maybe the water is
the
not holy.
The Kiyar is Mekadesh Demayim, Pashup Shat. Maybe you're right. I don't know. The Kiyar is a Klisharis. The Moshech, the Nehamishcha, Shem Nehamishcha. The Kiyar is Kodesh. The male, the Mayim inside is Kodesh. If a Yisrael does avoid this, if he's even allowed to use the Kiyar to Mekadesh or the Raglav, maybe there's in a Mi'ila. I don't know the answer. Let's see later.
Okay.
Zeh Klal HaMikdash. You have to go with.
But what about when the Kohen Shul is before he's at home? He doesn't have to go to the Kiyar, run back to the Kiyar.
Of course not. Doing an Avoida. You're doing Kabbalah Halacha Zrika. You're doing an Avoida. Let's see.
What happens if he did his Avoida, but he's still in the Beis Hamikdash?
No, L'chor not. L'chor he has to go wash when he does something. L'chor, if he's just sitting around, walking around, then he doesn't do. Then he doesn't have to do it. Okay, we have to go very quickly. Accomplish something over here. Zeh klal, Hamikdash. Bisham Raglaim Bisham Nitzaitzis. Why do you have to wash the feet? Because of Nitzaitzis. Because there are some Nitzaitzis. There's some droplets on the feet. Ella Yadayim my timer. Why Yadayim? Amar Abba Zaysa Meres Mitzvah Lulim Halacha. From here we learn Halacha. Mitzvah L'Shavshef. It's a Mitzvah L'Shavshef, meaning to rub off the Nitzaitzis. In other words, in a Hanami. The etzem, the person did not, his hands do not need to be clean. But because on the raglayim, there might be some droplets, and there's a mitzvah to wash them off, to remove them, so now the yodayim come in contact with the nitzaitzis.
You use paper, you use something to wipe them, so how do they come in contact with the hand?
So let's see, no, they use their hand, there was no paper, they didn't have paper towels those days. They use their hand. Let's see, look at the Rashi. Nitzaitzis shall mei raglaim hanitazin al raglav shall yotze.
I don't have it.
Taprash lamanam manaf. Lamanam manaf. Lamanam. Nitzaitzis shall mei raglaim hanitazin al raglav shall yotze bohen chutz. Shall yotze bohen chutz. Now, what is that? There's an oizdal on the side of my Gemara that says what? Oizdalid. The or zeruah Lichutz.
Outside of his pants.
Lichutz. V'nira kichrus shafcha. She'ein mei raglov makalchin ella shaisis in his dribbing.
What does that mean?
A krus shafcha means a person that can have children. There's damage to the aver, this erva.
Krus shafcha means something that's
cross. It's cut. A krus shafcha means the flow. The flow of zera does not come from his aver. Okay, so a person that's a krus shafcha is a balmum, and is not allowed to do anything worse. People, if he has children, they're going to say, how could this person have children? If he is a krus shafcha, he's not able to have zera. Zera cannot come out of his body. How come he has a wife and his wife has children?
What's torn, the aver or the testicle? What's
all there are different
where it's stored?
Anything. I don't know the pratim.
Okay.
I don't
we
know the pratim.
Know. Rahman,
okay, whatever the pratim are, but people see that on his legs there are nitzaitzaits of meraglayim. People are going to suspect that there's something wrong with him. And the same way there's something wrong.
You're going to think it's zera?
No, they're going to, the same way there's something wrong with the meraglayim being ejected. It's not ejected properly.
Right.
This is a simon. People like to make rumors. They're going to go write him up in the FJJ that this person, there's something wrong with him.
Me.
He's not able to have children because there's obviously a problem. So the cash, but what do you mean? But he has children. He's
what
paying.
Does shatsen mean, shatilsen?
What? It's
so
dropping. Shatsen means dripping. To drip.
Even after a person, it always drips until it.
I hear what you're saying. I don't know the answer. I don't
I'm
know
sorry
the
for
answer.
Being so graphic,
no, it's fine. It's fine. I don't know the answer. You asked some very good questions. Let's just drill. Let's learn like a balabas. Later, after the daf yuzomi, then we can be ma'ayin.
It doesn't go outside.
It's not a healthy person when he goes to the Beis Hakisei.
It doesn't come out the normal way. Okay.
It goes l'chutz. The Meir Aglayim leave the vicinity of the person Legamri. A healthy person, when he goes to the Beis Hakisei, the Meir Aglayim completely leave his vicinity.
I got it.
And if this fellow, it's not leaving the vicinity and he walks around and there are nitzaitzes on his legs, people are going to look, this guy's not well. And the same way...
And if he has children, I think it's Mamzer.
Mamzer, because how else did his wife have children? So therefore, we don't want this in Klal Yisrael. People saying such terrible things. So therefore...
It's a mitzvah to wipe it up.
Exactly. So no one should be mitzvah las. Because it's nonsense. It's not true.
It's a mitzvah to wipe it up. His hands got full. And
right? Got dirty. And that's why he needs to now wash his hands as well.
Is it in here of Toma or Nikios?
Dirt. Nikios. There's no Toma. It's not called Toma Yoytze Menaguf. Only Toma Yoytze Menaguf. Only Zera or Ziva. There's
and
no,
Gedoylem, there's no such a thing. Tumah?
There's no Tumah of Gedoylem either. No, it's a matter of Nikius.
Nikius.
Vital to the Rash, Nachma Vikul, the Mitzvah Shabi, the Nitsa Shabi, the Nitsa Malaglav, Shaloyat, the Mahem Luchutz, the Niraki Khoshofa, Shain Meaglav, Mikalchem, Ella Shaitan, dripping, Ukhroshofa, Ainam Boilet. Ah! And they're going to make Sam of Yermu Albana of Shainam Shaloy. Vital to the Mitzvah Shavshif. So therefore, the Movie says that that's why he has to go wash his feet. When he goes into this Meaglav, they might be on drops on his feet. And what about his hands? Because maybe his hands touched the Mitzvah of Shavshif. His hands now are dirty in the Kiyos, so he has to wash from the Kiyor, the Yodayim Veraglayim. Messiah Lil Rabbi Ami, Diam Rabbi Ami, also Ladam Shriyotza, Shriyotza, Bini Tsoitza, Shal Gabi Raglav. You're not allowed to leave the house. It is also Ladam Shayetze.
What did it say,
Rabbi Ami? I'm sorry, Rabbi Ami, I'm sorry. I don't know how to read. Diam Adam Yan, the also Ladam Shayetze, Bini Tsoitza, Al Raglav, Bini Shanir, Kichru Shafra. Umaitzi Laz, Albanav Shahin Mamzadim. I'm a papa. It's the next one. Tsoya Bimukaimo, also Likwes Kuyashma. If there's Tsoya Bimukaimo Rashi, Bineka Piatabas, also Zel Likwes Kuyashma, you're not allowed, if there's Tsoya in that Mokoim, you're not allowed to say Kuyashma. Hechidami, what's the case? Idiniris Pshita. Avada, you're not allowed to say Kuyashma. If it's nearest, if it's already came out of the body to the degree that if a person was standing behind, it happens to me that a person was not covered in that area of the body, and someone else can see it, of course, you can't say Kuyashma. It's Nigla. Idla nearest, what's the problem? If the tsoya is not nearest and it's bent, it's hidden in the folds of a person's flesh, why can't he say Kuyashma? Loy, this Gemara is my favorite daf in Ganshas, Rabbi Shaul Zev.
That's part of the kasha if he's saying the
exactly. Okay, this unbelievable gemara. Daf lam only human beings over here. Not everyone is a Rishon Liman. Malach Elokim Tzivokos Tzadik. He said Olam. He left us. He's not even here. I gave him a call and he's not even here. What happened to him?
He
dropped out of the Zoom. You believe this?
Maybe something happened with his connection.
Weiter.
He'll be back.
Oh, he's back.
See?
He's back. You see, he came back. He came back. We're very worried about you. Because we said this is our favorite daf in Shas. Not everyone is zechli a malach alakim tzvokas like a sholimin. Weiter. When the person is yoshev, then veneres, it causes his body to open up. But the oimed, the einay neres, and that matzah when the person is such a sliver, the gemara shal over here is that the person. What is he saying kriyashma now? He's saying kriyashma right now when he's oimed. So how can you say kriyashma when you're oimed? You're not. That's not their cheretz. It says
you can do whatever you want.
Very good. Gvaltik. He says it's Gvaltik. He's saying it's Gvaltik.
So?
Because he's saying this is a fair shirai to Basilo, that you do whatever you want. Because the case cannot possibly be where he's sitting. Because if he's sitting, it's near Ace. Of course you can't say Kriya Shema. The Chiddush is, what about if you're standing? And when you're standing, it's not near Ace. But being that if you were to sit down, it would open up, it would be near Ace. So maybe even standing is no good. So then we're saying, why is the Maishna? So therefore, that's our dilemma. And what's our dilemma? I'm sorry, that's not the dilemma. Sorry, that's not the dilemma. That's the psakalach. That's the psakalach. The psakalach is that
even if you don't see it.
But if you're oimed and ve'ein aniris,
but if you would have sat, you would have been
aniris. You're not like kriya shema. Frag the gemara, ma'ishna mitzoya al besaroi. That it's mutter to say kriya shema. What do we mean? The people will learn the brayis. Mitzoya al besaroi. Oishah yod bebeisak. Oishah. Let's say a person put his hands in the beis akisei, but your body, you're not in the beis akisei. I'm in the beis akneses, but my hands leave by mizrach.
Don't forget, back then, those bathrooms,
mamish the pit, right, mamish the pit. Today, many of the Gedolei Hadar said our bathrooms do not have
like
a din of base. We do, our bathrooms today, Bezman Azed, do not have a shame of a base. Like he said, L'mayin Afkabina, well, Shaila, if you're brushing your teeth, and there's no odor, and there's no tzoya, are you allowed to be maharher in Divrei Torah? You don't want to waste a second. You don't want to waste a second. You want to be mahar in chidush Torah while you're brushing your teeth and you're shaving. You don't shave, Baruch Hashem. But people like, you know, oisvars like me. Yes, I think Rav Simcha Schomburg says that. I think he says you're allowed to, because as long as he's brushing his teeth over here. As long as there's no odor, and there's no avad, there's no tzoya. Because even though it's miyuchad, it's not the geder. It's not a hider. Obviously, you don't put a mezuzah in this makom. But it's not the same din. Tsoyad al besar al shayol v'gabes akiz nebes akisei. Rav Huna Marfur says mutar likres kriyas shema. Rav Chista Amar Chista says that. What does it mean tsoyad biyadav? What does Rashi say? There is no Rashi. There's soya. No, it's the same case. It's the same exact case. Is it the same case?
No.
Soya al besaroi. Different case. Now, when it says al besaroi, so what's going on over here? If it's al besaroi, it should be no good. What do you mean? How could you possibly say it's al besaroi? So what does it mean over here? It means, let me see.
What's the problem?
What does it mean to al besaroi? What does it mean that ois yod means medubashu b'chusu because it's covered? There's soya on your flesh, but it's covered with a shmata. You have some garment covering the soya, and it's not producing an odor. Or if your hands are in the base, like
he says, no, Pashin. He has to on his leg, but he has underwear. And
right. Exactly. Soya. So if that's going to be good, so certainly it should be good when it
says that?
The Gemara says, Diet mar soya al basara, and it's covered. What's the halacha? Rav Huna says mutar likres kriya shema.
He's allowed to say kriya shema.
So therefore, why should there be a person that's soy in the pitabas? And if he would be yoyshev, he would be nigla. But right now he's sitting, he's standing, and it's not. So the Gemara says Mordigi. So this is the Musa Haskel. Bimakoyma nafish zuhama.
No, you left out of Gemara. Rav Chizlamo also likres kriya shema.
Also likres kriya shema. You're not allowed to. According to one man, the Amrit's mutter. So why, when it comes to the case of soya, the mechusa, it's categorical. The Gemara answers b'mekayim nafesh zuama shloim b'mekayim loy nafesh zuama. Murder the answer that when in the matzav where the soya is b'mekayim, even though at this moment it's covered because it's oimed, but being that if you would sit down, it would be nigle. So even when he's standing, the combination that it would be nigla when he would sit down together with the principle that it's been mekayma is nafish zuhama that creates a different din. An abundance of odor. It's potent. When there's
but
soya,
there's no odor.
Doesn't matter. When there's soya al besara on a person's flesh and it's covered, the Gemara says by definition it's dead. The soya is minor.
If there's no smell.
There's no smell. But if the soya is the pitabas, it's in the makom where it comes from. And if the person were to sit down, it would be nigle, even though at this moment he is standing and it's mechusa, it doesn't matter, it's osa. Because the combination of there's an additional factor called bimekoima nafesh zuhama. We are going to go weiter.
Yeah, but this is Torah. That from here you see that if, let's say, if it's deeper inside, he didn't cleanse. Then
no,
the
deeper inside. If he's yoyshev.
If it's yoyshev, it won't. But it's still inside. Meaning.
No, the Gemara says it's only going to be a problem if he would be yoyshev v'nigle.
That means it's out of the pitavas
to some degree. But when he's oymed, it's mechusa.
Right.
Okay,
right.
What's the musa from this Gemara? Bimekoima nafesh zuhama. Amol, you have a person that's tame. He's oisek in this shein azachen. He's not doing what an Erel Chaben Torah does. Right?
Nee.
This is nishkut. But if it's mechuse, if he comes to shul, puts on a nice hat, a nice black hat, a nice dark suit, and puts on a tie, and makes believe that he's a shein yid, no, it's okay. But bime koima. But if the person, that can't be a faker, the person's mamish, he's arangeton in the tumah, bimukoyma, he's hanging out there, that's already too far.
The novice zuama.
You hear the vart? It's a very good vart. Yeah, Shlomi the vart? What I said? It's a tifa vart. I will show Liam, could you please put your thing on mute? We have to go weiter.
Rashi says something. Yeah, but Rashi says something different what you just said. Mukoyma, if it's a hama, what does Rashi say?
Bimukoyma, shechamahi, it's hot. Oh. This body heat.
That's the answer.
It never came out into the veld, and the recha was not nispazer.
Oh, you see?
It's potency.
So Rashi's explaining it. Okay.
Rashi's saying, Ativar, you're good. You're saying good. Very good. You're medayik in the Rashi, the Makar.
No, because you didn't speak
you're right,
it out
before. You're right. 100%. Tara Bonnet. Next. Halacha besuda adam yotzel hashemayim. Okay, here's the halacha. When it comes to a suda, what do you do when you want to eat? When you eat bread, Adam yoytze lahashtim. Let's say over here, a person is in the middle of eating a meal, and now he has to go to the Beis Hakisis. What do you do? Adam yoytze lahashtim mayim. You go out. You go. A person goes out to meiraglayim. Noytel yoday achas v'nichnas. Let's see Rashi. Rashi's halacha
so
besuda. Let's see Rashi. Kiloimar. It's a kiloimar Rashi. Halacha zu amru b'hilchay suda. Adam sheyotze mitoicha suda lahashemayim. Noitel yodai achas. Oiso that one. And when you finish the Beis Hakisei, you're done. You go to the Beis Hakisei. In the Beis Hakisei, you're not supposed to use two hands. Only supposed to use one hand, it says.
Oiso
sheshiv shev bo nitzaitzes. So the one hand that he used to clear away the nitzaitzes from his legs, he has to wash that one hand. The other hand he need not wash. Noitel yodai achas v'nichnas, and he can enter back into the meal and resume eating the bread. Okay, we don't do that today. You have to wash both hands. Halacha l'maaseh, so we don't pass it like this. Obviously, you have to go see over the Shulchan Aruch or Gimel and see what's in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha l'maaseh, you have to wash two hands. We wash two hands, but over here the Gemara is telling the Iker Hadin.
When it said you have to wash that one hand, they has to wash kedina like Moshe.
The one hand that he used to clean off the nitzaitzes has to be washed.
What, twice? Like
Kabbalah, I'll pick Kabbalah. Mikra didn't know. Me'ekar hadin, you only have to wash the hand once.
Yeah.
But there's another, it's not so posh because this is Mesechta Yodayim. It talks about that when you wash once, it's good, provided you dry it with a towel. Because when you wash one hand, the water now has it. The hand is tahar.
Right.
When a person goes to Beis Hakisei, his hand, or the hand that it becomes a sheni, So when you wash once, the din sheni leaves the yad, but it goes onto the water. The water has a din sheni. You wash a second time to rinse away the water that's shiny.
So if
you don't want to wash a second time, you don't need to. All you need to do is take a towel and wash it.
Wipe it away.
Okay, so I don't know here. I don't know over here we're describing the laws of tuma. Let's just see what it says. Right. So I don't know over here we're describing the shnil tuma. They're doing cleanliness. Let's see. I don't know. I really don't know. Let's see. Ta halacha besuda adam yotzi lahashin mayim. Now, period. Now it means when he finishes what he does in that room, we call it the room without the mezuzah. The room that is a goyrein for a person to make a bracha of Asher Yotzar, where you say Reifechol Boser Maf, you say the bracha of the Kisya Kavod. Okay, so Torah Yotzar LeHashem Ma'im Noitel Yodoy, you wash your hand Achas, one hand Noitel Yodoy Achas, you wash one hand. The Nichnas, and you can enter back into the meal. Let's see the Rashi. The Rashi Adam She Yotzam Techasuda LeHashem Ma'im Noitel Yodoy Achas Oiso She Shiv Shef Bon Nitzotzes. Fine. Next case. Let's say Dibrin Chaveroi, the Hiflik. Let's say you went out of the house, you're in the meal, and someone comes to the door, and you have a conversation for a long time. Now, what is the law? Noitel Shtei Yadav, the Nichnas. You have to wash both hands.
Also middle of the meal.
Middle of the meal. Rashi. Shtei Yadav. The Kevin Shiflik Sha'achas Ashtayim, Hisich Taitim, Misudasa, Veloi Nizal, Lishma Yadav, Vehin Askonios. If a person, goes out of the dining room, and he has a conversation with his chaver outside of the dining room, certainly, for a very long time, certainly his hands moved around, and he touched part of his body that he's not supposed to touch, both hands now are tameh. And Memele, before he resumes eating the bread, he has to wash both hands.
By the way, in order to wash the hand, because it's kind of, I think it's talking about zeya. With his
sweat, any part of the body that you're not supposed to touch, that's normally covered. If you touch that part of the body, you have to wash your
but
hands.
But I was told, for example, here is only right. Until here.
Only until there. Because that part, you don't need to cover that part of the body. Maker hadin. But anywhere above the elbow, anything below the neck on your entire
what about
body.
Below the shirt, no. Where the shirt covers.
L'chari, you have to wash your chest with this here.
No.
Mamish the neck.
No, right here. Let's say he touches it right on this.
I think you do. I think you have to wash your hands. Because that's a part that's normally mechusa, if I'm not mistaken. Next. Let's see the Rashi. We did already the Rashi. Next. When you wash your hands, you should not wash your hands outside of the dining room and then enter. You're supposed to wash your hands inside the dining area, like they have today in the people who are the rich and famous. In the lifestyles of
what's
the rich and famous. They'll suspect you didn't wash your hands. They will suspect they did not wash your hands. Okay, that's why today, they do. I don't see Shol Zev. You don't know this, but when I was a child, I grew up. There was a television show on Sunday afternoon called "Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous." Shlomo, do you remember that television show? Okay, he remembers that. Nice. There was a British guy. He had a very nice accent. So I could tell you one thing honestly: that Flatbush, the people who live in Flatbush, they should be on the show. They would make those people they showed on the show like nothings. The Ashiros that you see goes on over here in some places makes that look like a joke. But in the beautiful homes, people have a sink inside the dining room. You ever see this?
Sure, I've seen it.
All the time. Okay? In order, because that's where you're supposed to wash. That's the place to wash. Rashi. They should not say about this menshala, he did not wash his hands. Ela nichnas. What do you do? Better than having a sink. You sit down, and you wash at the dining room table. Okay, they serve you. And then, let's see over the Rashi. Rashi over here says that tofiach means the towel. The towel is called tofiach al manas latfiach. A towel is the moist item. You give it to the guests. Hocher sinan, lobe the sefta, the brachas. Tofiach pach, tofiach is a pach, sheyoitz kin imenu mayim al yadayim. I made a mistake. Dvarim shemati tosin, the pitcher, which you pour from it, mayim al yadayim, machziroi al orchin hamusubin, vashamish machziroi alayim.
You mean machziroi al orchin hamusubin?
You pass the water, please.
Oh, I see.
V'oimer yeshchem atzarech litol. The ein zois is you make an excuse, it's a subterfuge. It's an amazing piece of Gemara. They don't need to wash. They don't need to wash their hands. They're clean. What do you mean matriach them?
You mean the masubin? Yeah.
The people that are sitting there, you just want to make an excuse. Oh,
you mean you hand the water to the people that are.
Does anyone
there?
Need water? You come back and you say to the people, you say in the dining room, say, "Excuse me, gentlemen, I have to step out." What does that mean? You know what that means. I'm going to the Beis HaKisei. And then you come back, and then there's a pitcher of water, the servant, a butler, he gives you a pitcher of water at the dining room table, and you wash your hands. And then after you wash your hands, just in case someone here at the table, they're not paying attention because they're texting on their phone, just to make sure that they see that you wash your hands. Does anyone here need water? Does anyone here need water to wash your hands? They don't need water. Right. So why are you making that announcement? In order to show them, look, I wash my hands. Don't go home tonight and put up on your Facebook page that Mr. So-and-so, he went to the Besakise and did not wash his hands afterwards. Vital. Now, I don't know. To me, this doesn't make any sense, because today, could you imagine, Shlomo, if you come out of the bathroom, you have filthy, dirty hands, and you touch the pitcher, the handle of the pitcher, with your filthy, dirty hands, and you wash your hands, and then you say, oh, you like a pitcher, or you like the water. They look at you, I'm not going to touch that pitcher of water. After you touched that pitcher of water when you came out of the Beis HaKisa, are you kidding? You're kidding, Shlomo, will you do that? Obviously, it's a different standard. It's a different Welt. It's a different world. The only time that you're required to wash your hands in public, is only when you're coming back for dessert.
He said drinking.
Drinking, coffee and tea, dessert. They would have a long drinking session.
It doesn't mean after benching, it means
after the bread. So why do they have to wash? No, if you go to the Beis HaKisa,
you might eat more bread or something.
Oh, you may. It may happen. But let's say you're coming back for the next course. We're up to the main course. Everyone knows, Rashi, everyone knows that no human being, it's not normal. You're not a Ben Adam. You're a human being. No human being would dare eat food before he washes his hands when he comes to the Beis HaKisa. No one's going to suspect that you don't mind washing your hands.
Why not?
That's the Gemara saying this is the human time Chazal list. Maybe today Nishtana Tedech Reisnisht. But today, in time Chazal, it's not Shaykh for a person learning Gemara. This community over here with the Chazal talking about such a person to eat without washing his hands, they go to eat. But drinking, people talk it did.
So again, the Maida Yadia, the Nina Data.
Everyone knows is delicate. The Maida Yadia, the Anina Daite, that a human being.
What is Anina?
Delicate. Anina means a delicate mind. Wow. A delicate mind. A human being is sensitive, has delicacy. He will not eat before he washes his hands when he comes to the Beis HaKisa. I don't have that problem because everyone knows that I'm a very delicate person and I wouldn't even drink unless I wash my hands. In other words, the people that are still wearing a mask today.
So you're saying he's a Yetzman HaKlal that even drink he doesn't go away.
Anyone that's still wearing a mask. Fauci said we're going to have to wear a mask forever.
No.
That's what he said. Oh, he's wearing a mask now. Anyone that wears a mask and wears latex gloves.
Don't even mention his name.
Latex gloves. You have your gloves there, Shlomi? This is Anine Daite. So such people who wear gloves and wear a mask, they do not have to wash Netilas Yodayim when they come out of the Beis HaKisa, even if you're only coming Lishtois. Why? Because this is Baravlust. Everyone knows.
No, Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman.
Gvaldik. Look at Shlomi. Look at him. Look.
He's joking around.
He's afraid that I'm going to give him COVID through the internet.
He may
transmit over the wires. Vayta, next halacha. Let's do the Rashi. Rashi over here. Rashi zog vos heil 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 grash le modern de leit le khos le train sag oid le khol al al lishos al khunsa show you again with this was very ash fine made the idea with the Rashi next mishna ein adam nikhnas la azor la void el tar at afil tar at shayit bol haramaisa you don't walk into the azor till you go to mikveh yisrael hashem you have to go to the mikveh even if you tar even if you're 100% tar. This is the makar for Tosefes Kedusha. Person goes to on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. Why you tar? You go to mikvah before tekiyas. You go to mikvah before.
There's a minute.
Before
Megillah lining.
When also
Chris Megillah.
Chris Megillah.
Yeah.
Halavai. A lot of people don't do. I don't see people doing that. I once did that. You know, and no one in the mikvah when I went.
There's more people that. I stopped doing that.
Avah. That's pashut. And people do when they do. They do it. There's another time very Megillah. It's Chodesh Shvat. It's Chodesh Sivan tonight. Sivan. They do it before Shachris. Shavuos morning.
Yes.
Kabbalah Satorah.
Before
Alois HaShachar. Kabbalah Satorah. You see, the very beginning.
Before Alois HaShachar.
There's no other Shachris that you do it for. That's
an
Inyan.
I know.
You can do it every day.
Yeah, I know.
People go to mikvah every single day. But an extra darga, the dafka, to go to mikvah.
Before the Alois HaShachar, it says.
Right. Right.
What does Rashi say here? Lav dafka. They know the nechlas Rashi.
Rashi.
You mean lav dafka?
Rashi says lav dafka. They ain't other nechlas lazare atcha yitbo the time of first week.
What's Rashi saying here?
Lavoida. Rashi says only lavoida. This says in the Mishnah to do service. Shchita, kabbalah, halacha, shrika, lav dafka. Even a tourist. Let's say you're coming to Jerusalem to see what's Tutsach in the Beis
HaMikdash.
Ezra Yisrael at 11 Amos for tourists. Mamish, tourists. Tourists, they came there to the Beis HaMikdash, up the first 11 Amos, you were encouraged to come. To see, to watch the Kohanim do the Avodah.
Yeah.
And to be filled with Yirah Shemayim.
Shchit is Ksher Bezor, doesn't that mean Yisrael coming to the Ezra Yisrael?
The Yisrael, yes. If you do the shechita, you're allowed to go all the way into the regular location. It means for no other purpose. If a person is just coming to watch, Erev Pesach, it's Beferish in the Gemara, they went even behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Yisraelim. The whole cloud Yisrael.
Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's outside the building.
What?
They went outside the building.
They're in the Azara. No, they're in the Azara. What are you talking about?
In the Azara, but not in the Heichel.
No one's allowed to go in the Heichel. Never. Never go to the Heichal. That's off limits. Right. No one's ever going to the Heichal. Avadanat.
Nay.
Vaita. I want to learn how to say ni. I want to learn how to do that. How do you say that word again? I like that. I have a geschmack in that. This guy, he's going to rub off on me. I'm going to become also one day like him.
Forgive me for saying that. Was Rashi.
Won't pay us like this. What?
Love Dafka. Not only love Vaita.
As I said, if you come as a tourist, you go to Yerushalayim, you get a free ticket.
I'm just asking, how does Rashi know that?
How does he know it? I don't know. Good kash. Next. Chamesh, now we go to the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol, this is the Barvusta, Gemishna. This is Mamash, my favorite daf in Shas because of this. Chamesh, Tvilois, the Asada, Kiddush, and Kohen Gadol, Mekadosh, Babayim. The Kohen Gadol, he went to the mikvah how many times? Five times. Chamisha miyodea.
What is Vasar Kedushin?
They have to wash hands and feet.
Oh.
Kiddush, yodayim v'raglayim. You have to do it 10 times. Kiddush, no Kiddush on Yom Kippur. Chamesh tfilos. If the child, if a person has the doctor's orders. Doctor orders, you have to eat. Do you make Kiddush? No, you don't. You don't make Kiddush. You don't make it. If a doctor tells a person he must eat on Yom Kippur, he does not make Kiddush. There's no such thing as making Kiddush on Yom Kippur. No such thing. Do you make a bracha? You make a bracha. That you do make a bracha. Also, lechonis veil mazeb lebracha. If a person, the doctor tells the person to eat, we lost Rav Shaul Lehman again. The doctor tells. Maybe the shir is boring. Chamesh tvilos, yes. Chamesh tvilos, yes.
Every time when a kohen gadol watches or the kohen watches head from the kiyah, how many times do you have to wash your hands?
Once. Only once.
The hands and the feet?
Do it twice? Maybe they do it twice. I don't know the answer.
So then he says
maybe
10.
Twice.
When he says 10, he means 10 times you have to go to the kiyah?
No. 10, the Gemara is going to explain. When a kohen goes to mikvah, he washes his hands and feet before he goes to mikvah, and then he washes when he comes out of mikvah. Each mikvah is a double kiddush daven v'raglayim. You wash before you go to mikvah, and then you go into the. Then you take off your clothing, and then you go into the mikvah. You come out of the mikvah, you put on your clothing, the new clothing, and then you wash nachamah. So every mikvah is sandwiched with a kiddush before and a kiddush after.
Okay.
Let's see the Gemara. Mishnah. Chamesh tfilos v'asara kiddush m'toivu kan gadol m'kadosh u'm'kadosh boi b'yoyim. Al Yom HaKippurim, b'kulam, b'kodesh. Now, where was this mikvah? So the mikvah was in the Azara itself. They had a special mikvah in the Azara, al Beis HaParva. Beis HaParva was a special chamber. Okay, that was the name of the person, I think. chutz peri, chutz mizu bilvad. Besides this alone. Now, what does that mean? Chutz mizu levad. I don't know what that means. Let's see what the peri.
Rashi says.
Let's see the Rashi. Thank you. Al beis aparva. Let's go to Rashi. Al beis aparva. Al gag lishkas beis aparva on the roof. Chutz mizu harishoina. Besides the first one, she'ena bo choyvul liyavak kippur, it's an obligation, b'chol kol yoymo nami isa. Aval tzvilas habos, habos choyva, liyavak kippurim, k'sibuchem b'mokim kadosh b'nyone de'achremais. Okay, so therefore, chutz mizu means the very first one. Let's review what it means. Chutz mizu means, they're going to be over here, and they're going to be over here, kulon b'kodesh al beis ha'parva, chutz mizu bilvat, which means nine... Which means, I'm sorry, four of the tzvilois were done in the Kodesh, but the first one was could be done outside the Kodesh. Because the first one,
outside,
there was a special mikvah in the Azara.
Yeah.
Now that was only for the Kohen Gadol.
You said base of parva on top
right,
of the roof.
Right, on top of the parva, right. The roof, that's the roof
that chamber.
Of that chamber. That's part of the Azara. A regular kohen who comes to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, where does he go to mikvah? Outside in Yerushalayim somewhere. He doesn't go to mikvah. He doesn't go to mikvah in the Azara.
I understand.
So even the kohen gadol, the first tzvila of the day does not need to be in the Azara. He only needs to do the four latter tzvila in the Mikdash. Chutz means look at the Rashi Nachamo. Chutzu harishoina. Because the other additional four immersions, am I saying that word right? Immersion? Did he say it?
Yeah, immersion. Yeah.
He's an expert because his mother, they ran a mikvah for many, many years. So the latter four, this his sugi over here. You see, this his sugi is a kodesh. His mother was mamash halim
tahara.
Because the four, it should be a schos, mikveh yishol Hashem, the yishol zev should be
simcha.
The four, the last four, that's it says in the Torah, kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdash. But the first one has nothing with Yom HaKippurim. The first tefillah, anyway you have to do.
So that could be outside?
That could be outside. That could be on the Har Bayis. Mm-hmm. Where do they have mikvahs? Are you allowed to have, you do outside the Har Bayis? I don't know. We have to, who knows where the mikvahs were? Chutz, Mizur, Rishon, Shai,
Mizur. That is only Yom Kippur. That mikvah is only
right.
For Yom Kippur.
Right. Only because of the Gzeres HaKosov. Shein Abachayim Liyam HaKippurim Tuchad Yom Amin Rashi Avot Tvilas Abachayim Liyam HaKippurim Kisim Bacham Kodak Kodosh Binyana the Acharei Mois in the Hilik Parash Acharei Mois Kedoshim that we learned not so long ago. Let's go right in the Gemara. Mishnah. And the Mishnah explains what do they do? Tznius. Parsu Sodin Shalbut. They would spread a sheet of linen. Beinay lebein am. Oh, it's Boineh b'Shabbos. Boineh. Are you allowed to go make a mechitza on Shabbos? Shloimi. Are you allowed to go open up the curtain in Eves Nashim? You allowed to spread a curtain? Not so poshut. We're very makel, but it's not so poshut. Here you see beferish that they were not makbid in the Beis Hamikdash. It's not called boineh. To make a mechitza, to make a vertical mechitza, is nisht in the gedder of boineh. A viloin.
On the roof? Who would we see on the roof?
Not on the roof. Vertical.
On the roof.
But so are you allowed to make a cover that way? Yeah,
but who would say, how could the see if he's on the roof, the mikvah?
Drones. They have drones today. Drones. Who makes the best drones? Turkey. They make the
drones?
Best drones. What?
What are drones? Small helicopters?
They are manless. Remote control airplanes. Remote control airplanes. Shlomi, who makes the best drones? Turkey. Who makes the best tanks? The Israelis. Who makes the best airplanes? America. Vaita the Gemara. The Kulon, you ever go on an airplane? Someone went on an airplane and all of a sudden there was an announcement on the airplane that says, "Hello, I'm your pilot. I'm not feeling well, so I'm working from home today." I'm flying the plane remotely from home today.
Nay.
You go on that plane?
You have a Tesla that drives remotely.
What?
The Tesla car drives remotely.
Isn't it amazing? Why not? Why can't the pilot fly the plane remotely? Get on the plane. You need to go to Eretz Yisrael, not the pilot.
Yeah.
So the pilot will stay home and fly the plane remotely. What's so terrible? Think about it.
Terrible because because that's the reason why you take a plane. You're not so afraid of your life because you know that the pilot is also on the plane.
It's going to come a day.
On the plane, he doesn't care about what happens to you.
Exactly. It's really? But the truth is, the MS is the pilot can fly the plane from the house. In the simulators, it's not in the simulator. They get trained in simulators so they can fly the plane from the house. So why do they fly that? Exactly. Why do they have to be on the plane? Exactly what you said. What? Autopilot is another thing. But to take off and land, they can fly from the house. Weiter.
Did they have the technology? No,
of course they have the technology. Of course they have the technology.
It's ridiculous. They didn't want to allow it.
What?
You think they'll allow it one day?
Never. Who knows?
They allow it in cars. They'll have to allow it in planes.
They'll save a ton of money. How you know how much money they'll save? They don't have to pay for the hotel stay. They have to pay for
Vita.
The kulon, the kodesh, based upon the chusman, the zuz of the person, the shaman, the little boots, the little bit of arm. And now, so again, this is a very big important chiddush lahalacha. Remember this, that this, the year you see over here, that there's no prohibition on the Shabbos, Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, to spread a vertical machitza. A vertical machitza.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when they can shul, over here we have these vertical machitza on the wheels, we move them around on Shabbos. How you let them move around on Shabbos? So you're telling me because they're already standing. Am I allowed to go spread out a curtain? Am I allowed to go take a curtain? We'll make there's no machitza. Oh, nashim. So we'll take a sheet and we'll connect it from here
so
to here.
So the Ramah talks about it.
Fair Shemishnah. They did this in order.
That's in Beis HaMikdash.
So what? What's the chiluk? Beis HaMikdash is Beis HaMikdash. What's the difference?
Is it the Lacha
Deraisa?
Why is there
It's obviously it's not Boine. Boine has to be something which is permanent, which is Mechubal LeKarka, and it's permanent.
Uh-huh.
This is the oldest site that's over here. Boine Hilch Shabbos over here. Vaita. Shalu Hashem Ben Zoyma. Tfilu Zulama. What's the purpose of going to Mikvah? Going to Mikvah every morning. Why is it necessary for a Kohen who is Tahar to go to Mikvah for Tosefes Kedusha before he goes into the Beis HaMikdash? They asked Ben Zeb to the Zolom, we told him, Ma HaMashanami Kodesh L'Kodesh. It's a beautiful Gemara now. Ma Dach HaParthas HaMashanami Kodesh L'Kodesh, Lemakam Sha'onish Koris. Lemakam Sha'onish Koris Ton Tvila. It says in the Torah, the Kohen Gadol, when he goes from the Kodesh to the Kodesh HaKodoshim, he has to go to Mikvah. And the Kodesh is Kodesh, Kodesh Kodesh is also Kodesh. And he has to go to Mikvah, Allah Haskam V'Kama, when a person comes from the outside, you get off the bus, the Eged bus, that's Choyl, into the Beis HaMikdash, Allah Haskam V'Kama. Look at the Hilk Rashi. And that's what they say, the Litvaks, I forgot who this said about. One of the Gedolei Yisrael was a Litvak. He never ever went to Mikvah except for Erev Yom Kippurim. A real Litvak will not go to Mikvah, only Erev Yom Kippurim. You know that? And it was a Gadol Nei Yisrael that told him, how could you not go to Mikvah? Madocha Mikvah can make a Goy into a Yid. Alachas Kam V'Kamba, the Mikvah can make a Yid into a better Yid, in a more Halakha Yid. You know that word?
Yeah.
Vaita. You know, I can't tell you anything you don't know. You know everything already. No, this is not just a nice little kal v'chomer. This is an ikar hadin. It's an ikar hadin. You have to go to Mikka because the person is takatame. Srach means there's a residue. Of contamination. What's the residue?
Talking about every morning.
Every single white house will do Kadesh, Yiskar, Tuma, Yeshana, Shabiyada.
Learning Rashi and
Kanakot. Well, one more of the words, because by going to Mikvah, it's going to remind the person, it's going to put him in a different frame of mind. Shabiyada, Vyifresh, and he'll, maybe I'm talking to Tommy for what he's done. He's not going to go in the base in this. Let's see the Rashi explains this principle. Serach, Tozvilo, Yizo, Ein Kan, Choyva, Minatari, El, Serach. The litvois b'shem tvila k'day la'lois
aleif. What does litvois mean?
To grab hold, to grab, to seize this moment as a real requirement of mikvah.
Okay.
It's not just a nice little thing you do. Oh, Tosefes Kedusha. There's a real halachic need for this. Why? Kidei laloi salev. When you go through the motions, you're going to pay attention. It's going to come to your conscience. That, she'ein tefillah ella l'tzmein. Why am I doing this? Why did the rabbis demand that I go to mikvah? And now you're going to start thinking. You're going to start getting nervous. The law says, Leboy, im yesh tumah, Allah, v'yizko tumah, yishan, sheyesh lo, v'shach, you forgot, atak, atame. I went to a funeral. I forgot all about it. I went to a funeral.
Yifresh.
And then the Yifresh, milov l'azra, l'azor hayom, ad sheyarv shimshu, because when a person is tumah for real, when you're really tumah, going to mikvah is not going to help you. Because almost every single time you go to mikvah, when you really tell me, you have to wait until the sun sets. Harav Shemesh.
Then you go to the mikvah.
No, you go to mikvah first. You go to mikvah, and then you wait until Harav Shemesh. So therefore, when a person wakes up in the morning, he says to himself, okay, today is my turn to avodah. I got to go to the mikvah. And then he starts thinking, why do I have to go to mikvah? I'm not tamei. But the fact that Chazal demands you go to mikvah, you're going to start thinking, maybe I am tamei. That's right. I am tamei. I forgot all about it. I touched an Nevela. There was a dead animal yesterday in the street, and it was in my way, and I moved it to the side of the road.
So every time you have to be choshed, every day you're...
Now you're choshed. It says you lost a slave. By telling a person that you must go to mikvah, it's going to make his mind start working.
Oh, he'll be more cautious.
And he's going to start thinking, wait a minute, maybe I'm really tamei. What's the advantage? Because when you now realize that you're really tamei, what's the halacha? You can't do service today in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Because even if I go to mikvah right now, I have to wait until the sun sets.
Right.
Okay, Vaita. So machlokes. The Gemara is Michael. What's the machlokes? The Gemara says these two opinions. Why are you going to mikvah? Or is it because of Srach
Tumah?
Right. If according to Ben Zoyma, you have to go Me'ikar Hadin.
Yeah.
It's not a nicety. It's an Ikar Hadin because a Kal V'Chomer, a Kal V'Chomer is one of the Yud, Gimel, Midos, Sha'atar Nedeshes. Every single day. And Mil, you have to go Me'chayva. So therefore, let a person forget to go to Mikvah. You wake up in the morning and you forgot. You forgot to go to mikvah. So then you go and you do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Shaila, is the avodah mechulal? Do you have to go call up the balabais and say, I'm sorry?
Oh, Rashi Takhtu says it. It's a
deraisa. Gemara says this. Be'achul the avodah
mechulal. Rashi explains
it. It's a deraisa from a kal v'chomer. Leben zayim mechul. Because according to Ben Zoyma, it's a kal v'chomer. The meila, the avodah is no good. And you have to go, and the karbonos that were offered by this kohen are no good, have to be done over.
So what does it say? The Ben Zoyma, mechel avoida?
It's mechulal. Mechulal. The avoida is not kosher. The avoida is invalid.
How do you pronounce this word? Komifuga, the Ben Zoyma.
Mechel. Mechel. Mechel means mechulal. Mechel, choil. Miloshen, choil.
Mechel avoida.
You have profaned the service.
What's the Rosh Tevis here?
Rosh Tevis.
Oh, the Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda, loy meichel avoida. It's only a nicety. It's a vaita. Ule Ben Zoyma, Frank Demar, really? You tell me he's meichel? Me meichel? That according to Ben Zoyma, it's a kalachom. You don't do it's meichel. But I tell you, Raisa. Koin God, Koin God, Shloy Tova, Alvoloi Kiddish, Bein Beged, Lebeged, Bein Avid, Levoid, Avid, it's like a Shera. Echad Koin God, Vyecha Koin Hedjit, Shloy Kiddish, Edo, Vraglo, Shachris, Avad. Avoida, Avoida, Soy, Pesula. So it says by the coin gadol it's going to be okay. Let's see over the Rashi very quickly over here. Echad coin gadol. Let's see the Rashi above that. And is kiddush yodayim v'raglayim.
Right.
It is critical to do the kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, but it's not critical to go to mikvah. Mikvah you can get away with,
right.
But you must
one
brayso. So nochmal, three lines on the top. Tanya, kohen gadol shloi tovah Okay, we're learning now the sugi of tefila. The loy kiddush. The ikur over here is the tefila ben begid lebegid leben avoda leavoda avodus like kashera. Echad kohen gadol v'echad kohen. Now we go new halacha. Now, by that also the kohen gadol does not need to do the kiddush between the avodas.
Yeah.
Once you do the kiddush once, you're okay. L'chatchila, you're supposed to do the kiddush between the avodas, but if you don't do the kiddush between the avodas, it's okay because you already done it once. But let's say you don't do the kiddush at all. Echad kohen gadol v'echad kohen hedyot shloi kiddush yodav raglav shacharis. You didn't even wash your hands and feet from the kiyor even once in the early morning. The avad avoida, avoida soy psula.
That's the end of the brisa.
Period. So what do you see over here? So you see the klar that if you don't go to mikvah, you're not mechal the avoida. The only thing that is ma'akev, we take away from today, what can I tell you today? When you say it, if I want to ask you a question, what do you learn today? That in doing the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not me'akev if you didn't go to mikvah. The ikar is you have to be tar. That's pashut. You have to be tar. But if you're tar for the last 2 weeks, okay, as far as you know, you didn't go to any funerals, you didn't touch dead bodies, there was no tumah that was yotze me'aguf, and as far as you know, you're tar. You're tar. And you do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, and you don't go to mikvah before, it's kosher. You're not mechel the avoida. But if you don't wash your hands and feet from the kiyor, you're mechel the avoida. Okay? And the Kohen Gadol has another leniency that if he does not do Kiddush, even if he does do Kiddush in between, as long as the Kohen Gadol does Kiddush Yodayim Raglaim once, he's good. Even if he doesn't do the remaining number of times.
Right.
So we have a Kasha. So what then is to don't go tell him that the Naaf can between Ben Zoyma and Rabbi Yehuda is going to be if it's the Mechel Avoida, it's not Mechulol. So the Gemara says, correct, gerecht. What's Naaf Gemina? The Naaf Gemina is Aseh. If you're over on an Isra say, Ella, you're making my say come miflegi. The nafkamin is, are you going to be in violation of violating a mitzvah asay de oiraisa? The avoid is going to be gewaldic, even if you don't go to mikvah. But does a person have to clap chait? Al chait shechotonu lefonecha.
You mean it's taken that ma'akiv?
Not ma'akiv, there was maskon, we just said that.
But if you go to the mikvah.
If you don't go to the mikvah.
I know, but what's the machlekes then?
Are you in violation of omitting an asay? I did not, was not mekayim mitzvah asay.
Okay.
I did avoid it without going to mikvah.
Yeah.
On Yom Kippur, do I need to clap chet? Al chatoim sh'onu chayovim aleim asay.
Yeah.
Mitzvah bench mitzvah asay, is that included?
Yeah.
Ben zoyma kor asay, it's a kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer is part of the asay.
Rav Yehuda
loy kor asay. The effect of me isle Rav Yehuda, hi svara. Really? You make a kal v'choymer to tell me that a person is in the violation for nasei. You're only in the violation for nasei in the explicit pasuk. If the only way that you know there's an nasei is through a kal v'choymer, that's not strong enough to be in violation of an nasei. You hear?
No, I don't.
The only time you can be in violation for not being mekayim an nasei is where the nasei is explicit in the Torah. But if the only way you know that you're chayv an nasei. No, that's what the Gemara is saying right now. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. V'atanya, v'aisvar v'atanya, mitzayra, toivel v'yamishar nikidah.
So where does Rabbi Yehuda come into the picture? The kasha is on Ben Zoyma.
Yeah, there was a kasha on Ben Zoyma.
Me islet Rabbi Yehuda.
According, umi, wait, come over here with Ben Zoyma koi v'asay, Rabbi Yehuda loy koi v'asay. Umi islet Rabbi Yehuda haisvar. Oh, maybe you're right, that you're not chayv an asay. You're right, you got me. You're 100%
so
right.
So what's the kasha now?
You're 100% right, you got me. Let's go over here, what does Rashi over here say? Look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel. Me is like Yehuda Haiswara, the Masnison. So you call on the Chnasim Lazar Tzuchin. Oh, the Gemara is going back to the general question. You're good. Gevaldik, Rav Sholzev. We're going back now. We've finished the Gemara. The Gemara is over. Chasal the Siddur Pesach. We're done. The Nafkamina to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Zoyma, the Nafkamina is Asay. Finished. Chasal. Now we're going back to the general question. Everyone agrees though that lechatchila you're supposed to go to mikvah, right? Everyone agrees.
Right,
that's what you're supposed to do. The only nafkamin is are you chayv and asay, not chayv and asay. But you're supposed to go to mikvah. Really? Whoever told you you're supposed to go to mikvah? Rabbi Yehuda is a litvak.
Hey.
He's a litvak, a misnagid. We don't go to mikvah, the litvaks. The mizrab Yehuda has svara. The atan, you don't go to mikvah, period. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, you don't go to the maslis, so you call a nechlas and azar tshichim tvila. You don't need to go to mikvah. V'yotanya, it says in the Braisa, Mitzayra, Toivel, V'oymed. A Mitzayra, he's Toivel. Now, what do they do with the Mitzayra on the day 8? the day eight after eating the birds. They bring the birds, they slaughter one bird, and they dip the blood, the living in the blood, the dead bird, the whole Gansa Maisa. And then what do you do? He has to come back 8 days later, and he brings the carbon asham, and they take oil, and they put the oil on the boyan oizen, the thumb and the toe. And then they take the right blood, the right. And then they take the blood of the carbon asham, and they put the blood on the same location, the ear, the thumb and the toe. Where does the mitzvah stand? He stands in Shar Nikanor. He stands by the entrance, right? Shar Nikanor. And he just puts the thumb in Bia B'mitzvah.
Is that after he trifles himself?
Oh, that's the Shaila. Does he need to be Toivel?
So he says,
"Mitzrayim, Tovim, Vayimei." That's the kasha. Mitzrayim, Tovim, Vayimei, B'shar Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, here's the raya. He says, "Einoy tzarich tzila." He doesn't need tzila. Why not? Shekvar Tovim be'erev. He was telling from the night before. Rashi, what do you mean, Rashi? Rabbi Yehuda, Tamed Yom Adar, Anvayin Tefilas V'Shachav Savam Milabam Lazare. Elo Lizcha Lizich Lizcha Tovim Yishana. V'zein Tzarich L'Kachshar Tovim Emesh L'Chol L'Chol B'Shalav. Because he was Tovim, Miber means yesterday. He was already toivel. In other words, he can't come into the Beis Hamikdash period of the Harabayis until you go to mikvah. So this mitzora already is tor. He went to mikvah yesterday, so that he had heref shemesh the night before, right? The mitzora has to come now to Harabayis.
He has to wait 7 days. He has to go
7 days, and he goes to mikvah. So he went to mikvah yesterday, and he had yesterday heref shemesh.
Yeah.
Heref shemesh, and now he's coming the next morning. You don't have to go to mikvah. Because if you went to mikvah yesterday and you had hair of shemesh, so you're tahar.
Yeah.
Well, so why are you going to mikvah? You're going to mikvah because of you don't need to go to mikvah. So you see, Beferish, Rabbi Yehuda says there's no such halacha that when you come into the Azor, you need to go to mikvah.
Yeah, Shkai.
The Gemara says, Ahu kidutani taima. That's an exception. Shagvar tava mibe'erev. We want this another kasha. Lishkas hamitzorim shasham mitzorim toilim abiyudo imer loy mitzorim olvara amu ela koladim loy kasha chad tavel chad loy tavel ido tavel ha'erev shemesh boi ela aydin tavel ela aydin tavel chad asal day chad loy asal day. Thank you for coming, learning with me, Shlomi. It's the best part of the day. Get to see you. Otherwise, what I do the whole day. Look who's down now, look who's down now. Thank you.